Sammy Hagar is a bona fide rock star, the Grammy-winning, multi-platinum-selling rock and roll Hall of Fame variety rock star. His backstory is a tale of determination that follows his rise from humble beginnings to success with the bands Montrose, Van Halen, and as a solo artist. And it does not stop there. He's chronicled his love for food, cooking, spirits, and music into a book. He's the author of Are We Having Any Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook. And our technical director, Jenny Lupke, jumped at the chance to talk to him.
Sammy Hagar, it is so fun to have you. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm really honored to and happy to be here talking to you about food.
Well, you know, I bet there's still some of your biggest fans who have no idea that you are a legit cook. I mean, you've even said that you cooked before you rocked. So where did this love of food and cooking begin?
Well, the first chapter in the book is called It All Started in My Grandpa's Trailer. And my grandpa was a great chef. He was an actual chef, but he was an immigrant that came over from Italy when he was about 11 years old, landed in New York, didn't speak the language, went to work in restaurants. So by the time I was born, which I was the youngest of four kids, my grandpa was settled in his trailer, and you would go in his trailer and it smelled so damn good. Mm. And he would feed us the greatest food. It would be like, oh man, this is so good. So when I was little, I tasted great food, and we never went to restaurants. Don't get me wrong. My parents, I never went to a restaurant until I was in my 20s, and I'm not joking. And he just, you know, you get used to that kind of cooking, and then you know the difference. And so then I go out on the road for 5 or 6 years, really broke, eating the worst food possible. Then when I came back home after that and went back to my mom's house, who was a great cook as well, and back to grandpa's house, and he'd come over and cook on Sunday, I realized how good that food really was, and that's when my mind opened up, and that was probably in my early 20s. And, you know, I got to say, the reason I wanted to write this cookbook, you know, is I'm really interested in doing things that I have a passion for, like, you know, making tequila and now making rum and having restaurants and writing music. I have a passion for that, so I want to do it. Well, I have a passion for food, and I thought, if I'm going to write another book, I want to write about food.
And you organized the book around the three places that you spend the most time. Why did you do it that way?
Well, I it's so funny. These ideas just come to me in the middle of the night. I'm tortured with ideas in the middle of the night. They never come to me when I'm working, you know. They always come to me when I'm trying to sleep. So I thought, I spend so much time in Mexico and then so much time in Hawaii. So In Mexico, it's just a stripped down version of my rock and roll life. You know, I'll come off a tour, like when I was in Van Halen, I'd come home from tour and I'd just go straight down to Mexico to Cabo. And you kind of unplug, but you don't really. I'm going to the canteen at night, you know, rocking out, doing shots of tequila, eating tacos in the street, you know, partying all day on the beach. But I'm doing it in a bathing suit instead of rock and roll clothes. So when I went to Hawaii, I realized I really unplugged there. I put on a sarong on my property. I go husk coconuts. I make my own coconut milk, my own, you know, coconut water, ice cubes for my drinks.
Huh.
Man, you pour the rum over that.
That's a good idea.
I'm telling you, coconut water, ice cubes. Go ahead and steal it, folks. Go ahead. I got my rum distillery there. I got a beautiful garden, bananas, you know, chickens that lay eggs. And I eat the chickens. I eat the eggs. You know, it's like, I really unplugged there. Mm. And then, of course, my hometown where I live around my house, how I live when I'm just doing this, doing that, going to the studio, working like what I'm doing today.
And so, that's the Mill Valley, California section of the book. You spend a lot of time there, too, work there. You have a restaurant there. And in that section of the book, I found your recipe for paella, and I made that a few days ago. And it was kind of a revelation to me because I always thought that paella was this elevated, complicated dish, but it's really not.
I love that dish. And I was asked in an interview recently, if there was a dish that represents me, if I were a dish, what would it be? I said, paella, you know, it's got everything in it and it kind of works all in one bite. So
you can throw other things in it too.
Yeah, it's so versatile.
You know, I looked at your instructions and I thought, well, that's just like a seasoned rice dish. I could probably do this. And it was a hit at my house.
You know, when you hit it right, it's great. You can mess it up. You know, you can make it too gooey and not dry enough.
Right.
I like that crunchy thing in the bottom, man.
Yeah, I didn't wait long enough, but next time
I'll know. Yeah, so you get in a hurry. You got to leave that towel on there that last 5 or 6 minutes.
But I do like your colorful instructions. I'll just leave it at that. You have great instructions for the recipe. And I listened. I did not stir it.
I wrote this cookbook and, you know, I have a co-writer, but I talk through every recipe the way I do it, exactly in my own voice.
Yeah, that makes it fun. You also know a thing or two about wine and spirits. So how about some wine or spirit and food pairings?
Well, as far as the way I cook most of the time in Mexico or Hawaii, wine doesn't pair that well with it. But I'm a wine-paired guy. I mean, I love wine. I have a collection I've been collecting my whole, well, since my mid-20s. So, but in general, you know, I think a good margarita with some really hot food or a good mojito with the rum, which is a little sweeter, not quite so salty, and I think you get a little more flavor out of that with Pacific Rim, things like if you're eating shrimp that are hot or Thai food and things like that. I'm a mojito guy, man. There's nothing better than a mojito to wash some kind of semi-spicy Asian Pacific Rim food down, and that's my Hawaiian thing.
That sounds great.
Now, I'm always experimenting with cocktails. I'll give everybody one big fat strong lick, and that is, if you're going to use limes, use good fresh limes. Don't just try to go to a substitute. Lemons or limes, you know, you can use orange, but it's sweeter, but just fresh juice. I hate the mixed things.
Okay. And you've included some of your favorite drink recipes in the book and some dishy stories and pictures in it.
So juicy stories, right?
That's, yeah. But besides that good stuff, I like that you encourage us to improvise.
Yeah, to me, the most fun about cooking is not following a recipe exactly. It's like, use your creativity, because that's the most fun thing about cooking, is making something from nothing. It's just like writing a song. When I write a song, I start with this, a guitar. I pick it up. I think, okay, I'm going to write a song on guitar. It's just like, okay, well, I'm going to make a dish from chicken. You know, it's like, you know, and then just keep moving on. Pretty soon you need a base on there. So you think, oh, I'll put some potatoes in there. So that's the base part. You know, and I need to spice it up. And then, you know, now you're adding something else. It's like, it's the same exact process until you feel like, this is what I like. This is what I want to hear, or this is what I want to eat. It's the same process, and that's the most fun part.
That's great. Well, I'll be cooking more from this book. It's fun to read, and I really liked your autobiography as well. You're kind of a Renaissance man. You've really done a lot of interesting things.
I'm paella.
Paella, man. You're a mixture of all kinds of things, all kind of good things. Well, Sammy Hagar, this has been fun. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sammy Hagar is author of Are We Having Any Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook. He left us with that paella recipe as well as a cocktail, the Maui Mama. Find them at splendidtable.org.